same here.
I never know until you start talking.
Happy Friday. You've been really funny today.
Oh, that's good.
Like, really, really funny.
Thanks.
I think woke you're up just to your texts, and I'm like, man.
Hey.
If she wasn't so funny, I'd be mad at her right now. But she's really funny.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
It's been like a week since
left.
You've been here. Oh, yeah.
I haven't left.
No baby?
No baby.
Sorry
it is Friday
that.
Morning, 6:08 now, and no baby. So, baby is now officially late.
Officially.
That dude is lazy, bro.
And he
needs to get out and get a job.
Yeah, he's not
going obviously
to.
A lib, depending on his mother for the rest of his life.
Right, and I can only assume. I was just flew right past that one. I can only assume that you set him up for this. Honestly,
I did.
You did.
I really did. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Well, yeah. I mean, who else is it going to be at 6:08?
Yeah. Oh my god.
We talked
oh
to god. Sean from Albuquerque yesterday.
Oh, he called in? Oh, I thought he was kidding with me.
Yeah, no, he was serious,
he
bro.
Definitely called in.
He called in. You guys definitely hang out a lot because you sound a lot alike.
Yeah, we do. We're always eating together lunch. I'm outside. We hang out together. We talk after lunch, all that. He's on the phone after school, so.
Wow.
Wow.
Man.
On the phone?
Wow.
Even on the phone. So, you know what I've heard, Steve-O, is that baby hasn't out yet, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No, baby.
You know what? You know, I say pray to the Lord and say, and then tell him, and hopefully tell him, hey, I'm your father. Come on out, please. Hurry up.
Yeah, I've done that.
Like that. You
know? Done that.
Oh, my goodness.
So what can I play for you this morning?
Ooh, this morning I could use, let's see, some. I think it's called Resistance by Emerald.
Resistance. That's perfect because my son is resisting birth right now.
He is.
So
yeah, hey Steve, can I get a prayer request before I let you guys off?
Absolutely.
Anyways, I need to put a prayer request in for my bus driver, Bob.
Bob the bus driver.
Yeah, he's actually really ill right now. I pray that he recovers soon and returns to us on the bus.
Yeah. All right, man, can do.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy.
Bye bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
I just always leave you two alone.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Man!
I'm sorry. Did it shock you?
No, it just hurt in my ears.
I'm sorry.
It was really loud.
Don't worry, it shocked me.
Did you shock yourself with your... Are those new glasses? No, those are old glasses.
They're really old.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You know, I'm here.
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
I mean, actually, you know, I'm like trying not to be selfish because I was like, hey... You come. What you up to?
I know.
What's going on?
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to the station.
Still
I like had
here.
A celebration. I was trying not to be selfish because, you know, I'd rather you have your child, but I'd also kind of
No, you wouldn't. You wanted me to be here.
I'm just so happy you're here right now. I don't know how much longer I'll have you.
Well, the doctors have said that if little Brody doesn't show up by Monday, they're going to induce Monday.
Dang.
Because he's a biggin'. He's huge.
Yeah.
And they don't want him to get too monstrous.
Yeah.
In the belly. So, Chrissy really doesn't want that to happen. So, yesterday we tried everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Tired, man. And I'm not even pregnant. Static.
Shalom!
Shalom!
Hey. That's Steve-O?
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
Did you have your baby?
No!
What the heck? All you gotta do is do a Heimlich on her, it'll pop right out.
Dude,
oh, gosh,
tried,
that's not how that works.
I've tried everything.
Oh, man.
I'm exhausted.
Well, maybe if you tell her this will put her into a deep, like a depression state to where it's like, you know what? I need this baby.
Dude.
To come out. So here it is.
Okay.
Hostess. Filed for bankruptcy.
I know!
There might not be any more Twinkies.
We talked about this yesterday.
Oh, man, see, I can't hear you guys.
Yeah.
Talked about it yesterday, and I was in tears because not only is my baby not here yet, Hostess is totally going under, so no more Twinkies, cupcakes, ho-hums, ding-dongs.
But I'm glad that you're updated on the current events.
Wonder Bread, and that bread is good.
Gross.
Also, Torrey Hunter, my favorite baseball player, left the Angels and signed with the Tigers. I mean, it was just a record bad day.
Who did?
Torrey Hunter.
Oh, wow.
Captain of our team. My favorite player on the Angels.
I'm so sorry for your losses.
Left the team! But you know, yeah, today is a different day. Today is a new day. Today is a good day. I came to work and I walked into the studio and the very first thing I saw was my brand new Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
Yes.
That
nice.
My dear friend got for me. And so I can't be happier because I'm going to look stylish in my Doug Martin jersey.
No, wait a minute here. My coworker here, he just reminded me that you guys whooped on the Chargers.
Yeah, I did. We did.
that kind of sucks.
Yeah, dude, it's not our fault that Philip Rivers is awful.
Oh, my God. He's a crybaby, dude.
Dude, he sucks. And you guys are going to get destroyed by Denver.
Yeah. Dude, how dare you?
Not even close, bro. Not even a close one this weekend.
Oh, you're kidding me. No, they're going to smash him.
You are out of your mind and delusional. It must be all the non-Twinkies.
Okay, we got to make a bet or something. Okay, check it out. If the Chargers beat Denver, you have to talk like a girl for at least 5 minutes.
I will do that. I'll talk like a girl the whole show on Monday.
Does that work?
Yeah, and I'll go by Mitch.
Yeah, there you go. And then Mitch has to be Steve-O.
Perfect. There you go. High five.
All right, man. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, Mitch called you a girl.
Oh, man.
I did. You're like a girl.
I am like a girl. It's okay.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
Pool boy from Cruises, everybody.
You should know that I never call you anything without...
Behind my back?
Without you knowing.
Right, of course.
I'll always tell
you. I'm kind of a chick right now.
You're kind of a girl.
I'm complaining, and I'm not the pregnant one.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Dude, we tried... my stomach hurts still. We tried really, really, really spicy, like, sriracha, like...
Sriracha.
Yeah, like...
So she's in pain.
Chinese food, yeah. To try and, like, spicy this baby out. We did like lunges up the side of the mountain. Lunge, up, then down, then back up, then back down.
So walking uphill didn't work.
We, let's see. She at work cleaned out the entire garden and pulled all the like roots and everything that was, done, you know, got it all like winterized.
And she started having contractions.
She started having crazy contractions. Was like, oh, this is working. Came home. We got our entire garden at home cleaned out and taken care of. All the yard work, everything. I mean,
dang,
we worked our tails off.
We got so much accomplished.
We did get so much accomplished. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to bed. Knows it. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Let me say first, you did a real good job saying we.
Yes.
But you didn't carry a 10-pound ball.
I did not.
On your gut.
No, I did not.
And what sucks is that there's actually more than that because there's like the
other
things.
But let's be honest. She got to sleep in this morning, so I'm obviously in a lot more pain than she is.
Oh, wow.
I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, I'm going to go for it. Keep talking. Just keep digging that hole. It's called a grave. Keep going.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so... doctor said that if baby isn't here by Monday, they're going to induce. And she really does not want to induce.
So she's trying to get that baby out.
We're trying everything. Yeah. Well, actually, that's not true. We did not try castor oil. Everyone keeps saying castor oil. But then everybody else who has said that has also told us horror stories about what has happened when they have taken said castor oil. And it's just nasty.
And just think, your baby's getting bigger, which means he's eating a lot.
Right.
So you don't want to deal with that.
Blah. No.
You don't want to deal.
No, definitely not going to do that. So I'm here today.
Welcome.
I will not be here Monday. This is for sure officially today is the last show.
Yeah.
For at least a week.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. No, it's fine.
It's next cool. Week is Thanksgiving, Black Friday, lots going on next week. Nobody's even going to care. Nobody's even going to notice I'm gone. It's going to be outstanding. High five. Right there.
I can't.
Right there. One more. There
I punched you instead.
There you go. All right.
No, I'm excited. You're going to have your child. I'm going to meet your child. Finally. I feel like it's been forever.
It has. It has officially been. Apparently, it's been 10 months now because you're pregnant for 9 months, 40 weeks, boom, 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 boom. So this is the 41st week. So this officially kicks off the 10th month.
So Nancy was pregnant for 11 months?
Yeah, officially. Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that awful?
I can't even imagine. I mean, maybe someday, but I can't.
I know.
Right now.
I know.
But okay.
Did you go to El Dorado?
Did I go to El...
Yeah.
Oh, because of my colors?
You're in like super El Dorado colors today with your El Dorado bow, everything. You're like...
No, I match.
I know. Like, all of you, you look like a cheerleader.
Yeah, I've never had teen spirit.
Yeah, okay.
Teen spirit, is it teen spirit? School yeah. spirit.
Smells like teen spirit.
Smells like.
Yeah, it does. But that's okay.
But yeah, no.
We've got a great show today. Are you excited?
Yes, we have a lot to talk about, especially about this dude who held his breath for a stupid amount of time.
Oh, man! We've got that. We've got Sam Swan. I'm going to stop holding my breath for Child because he's never going to show up.
Yo, from the
Huge
guide.
Announcement about the yes. guide. We'll talk about that. Also, want to remind you guys to get to our website right now, mystaticradio.com. Check out this amazing painting from B.C. Nolan. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's an incredible painter. I just found out, you know who collects this stuff? Robert Plant.
Dude.
Robert Plant.
That is amazing.
Big fan. I was going to get him on the phone and say, bro, you know what you need to do? You need to hook this up so that you can buy this for me.
Yeah.
I want this painting so badly.
But if he collects them, then...
This painting was appraised at over 13 Gs.
Yeah, it's over $13,000.
Yeah.
It's not being... So it's the bid has started out way lower than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, way lower than that. So
practically a steal.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com if you would like more information on it. B.C. Nolan, an incredible painter, fan of Static Radio. He painted us an original. It's gorgeous.
It's amazing.
We're auctioning it off right now. And yeah, Robert Plant apparently is a collector of B.C. Nolan. So
yeah, or
super fresh.
What you can do is you can just buy it and then let us have it in either Steve-O will take it home and hang it up above
yeah,
his
that's
computer.
That's what I want.
Or we can leave it right where it is because it looks amazing where
it is
right now.
Let's be honest. The B and B.C. stands for Brody. And so this is really...
What does C stand?
Child. Brody Child.
Brody Child.
And so B.C. meaning Brody Child... He painted this for Brody, my child. So
From Mr. Nolan.
So we need to get this painting to my house. So I need somebody to bid on it and give it to me.
Okay.
Easy, right?
Yeah, that sounds...
Okay, cool. Some business who loves me needs to do this. It's got to happen. So mystaticradio.com, you can check out all the details there.
I'd be so angry if you get this painting.
No, you would not, because you're at my house every week, so you could stare at it. It'd be awesome. You'd love it. We could take pictures in front of it. It'll be outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
can't wait.
We got a request from Matthew from Albuquerque for The Resistance, which is what my son is doing right now. So, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Are you running from something, or did you come from nothing? Are you testing the Lord with the cars that you condemn?
I, among savages.
New York City.
What was that accent?
New York City.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I was in a pub in Ireland.
Ireland?
And you just destroyed it with your terrible accent.
Then why? But it's New York City.
But they're singing about New York City because they're thinking
New
about
York
moving
City.
There because there's so many opportunities in the land of America.
They already did that.
They
like,
did.
Like 100 years ago. Actually, I don't
know. Well, you just ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Man!
I was pointing out the truth that they already did that and it didn't go over so well for a while.
Okay.
Remember that?
No. Did the Hobbits ever move to New York? I don't remember that part.
It's not Ireland. They're from New Zealand.
Yeah, whatever. They all talk the same.
Oh, okay.
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Ignorant American.
6:30 now. It is Friday.
Good morning.
And I'm excited, dude. Big day today. We have Sam Swan joining us in about half an hour.
Yeah.
We also have from GameAndMovieGuide.com with a major announcemente. That means announcement.
Oh, okay.
That's Spanish.
I don't understand
the
language.
I speak many languages.
Yeah, no.
Did I get the hostess alert? Uh-oh. Potential horrible news. No.
But you did get the hostess alert. Remember, they're totally...
Yeah, they were talking about it on Thursday evening if nothing happened.
I think that means nothing's going to happen. I think that means something bad has happened.
Oh, man.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Hostess, who rocks Twinkies.
Their workers went
ding-dongs.
On strike, right?
Snowballs. Snowballs.
There you go.
Ho-hos. Cupcakes. Zingers.
And then you could go into the many flavors. There's strawberry. There's chocolate.
Stop it.
What?
Sounds like they're going to shut down permanently.
Yeah.
No more Twinkies.
I just wonder what they're going to fill that section with, because that's a pretty big section in every store.
And every gas station.
Right. Every gas
station. What are they going to do for that end cap?
Yeah. I mean, never... We can't... There's nothing cheap anymore.
Do they make the fruit pies, too? Do they make the fruit pies?
The fruit pies that are always out in like the middle of
the
aisle.
The cherry
on
fruit
around.
Pies. The best thing in the universe at gas stations.
I don't think so. You warm them up?
No, you don't warm them up.
I never warm them up, but it looks like you can.
Eat them right out of the bag.
And they're like 76 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
The cherry ones are my absolute favorite. Since I don't know why. Since I was a kid. Favorite.
I don't think they're really your favorite. I think just because there's that nostalgia as a child, you ate them.
Favorite. Still eat them. Are you kidding me? Yes. Still. I used to have this amazing co-host named Matt who would buy me them for breakfast in the mornings. You don't buy me anything.
Well, that's because you don't tell me.
Gosh, he was so great.
I don't think, but he was also really old, and so he got up really early every morning. I'm a normal person. I don't get
truth,
up that early.
Truth. Yep. Hostess going out of business, according to ABC News. It's official.
Oh my gosh. We better go get a bunch of Twinkies. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go buy them up because you know they're going to be good forever, right?
Yeah.
So you just go buy a bunch of boxes now and they'll last you forever. That's unbelievable.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, according to ABC News, it's official. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Hostess is going out of business. That's pretty sad.
That was really fast. I didn't feel like they'd make a decision like that.
Yeah.
Because
well, they did.
How long have they been in business? Many years?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like 40?
I don't know.
30?
I have no idea.
35.
Why don't you Wikipedia it? You're the one with the computer in front of your face.
I'm sorry. That's like your favorite snack. So
that doesn't
mean
I know everything about the company. Hostess, which started in 1927 when Jack Hostess decided to build some cupcakes. I don't know anything about the business.
Okay, well, you're just not a fan then. Yeah. Not a real fan.
So, yep, there it is. Chicago Tribune as well.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, ABC
yep.
News.
And the makers of
Hostess
Wonder Bread.
To close.
Closing.
Does that mean that... Oh, wait, no, that's Rainbow.
No, yeah, that's Rainbow.
That factory right there.
It smells so
driving
good.
Driving that way. Yeah.
It reminds me of kindergarten.
Yeah.
That's what that factory reminds me of. Okay. They began in 1930.
Hey, what did I say? 1932. Come on. Give me some credit for my fake story that was almost real.
I guess it was, huh?
It's amazing.
Dang.
Yep.
Good job. Bankruptcy. Oh, they filed bankruptcy already.
Yeah, they've been trying for years now to get this company back on track.
It's so sad.
And unfortunately, it looks like they're coming to an end.
I think it's because Twinkies have just become a good idea, but no one ever acts on it.
Lies.
What?
How often do you see me acting on that?
Okay, by no
good
one.
Good idea.
No one minus you.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I am constantly rocking some kind of weird snack cake.
I know.
How I don't have diabetes, I have no idea.
Do they make oatmeal cream pies?
No, that's Little Debbie.
Praise the Lord.
Just Little Debbie.
Praise the Lord.
She's got nothing on Twinkie the Kid.
Well, she's still alive. So.
Actually, she does have something on him. A job.
Exactly.
So, you know. So there it is. According to ABC News, it's official. Hostess is shutting down.
What are we playing?
Ace of Base.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, but it reminds me of that. So.
I don't know what this is.
11:07, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Guns for Hands, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
On this Friday morning, it was beautiful. It's a beautiful morning, right?
Yeah, right up until I got a text from my wife telling me that Hostess is going out of business.
You know what?
Ooh, maybe that means they'll have Twinkies for like really cheap. Maybe they'll just try and get rid of them.
But not for very
long. Yeah, right. You know those are still going to be on the shelves for like years, right? Because the shelf life of those is 47 years.
I know.
Well, those and cockroaches.
Next year, I'm going to still see
around.
Them. We're going to still see them. Oh, the expiration date's not till 2016. We're good.
Yeah. Just Twinkies, though. Like cupcakes, everything else, those things go stale, bro.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep those around.
They get really dry. Wow. Crumbly.
Yeah. So, no.
I'm sorry.
But Twinkies that somehow, man, I'm going to be like mummified when I'm old.
Yeah. You're going to be very well preserved.
I am.
You don't have to use any of that, what is it, the embalming fluid.
If they cremate me, I'll burn for like 17 years.
Gross.
It'll be like that fire that never goes out. What's that thing called? That fire that never goes out. It's
fire
always lit.
Never goes out. The one for like, for Hanukkah.
Yes, for Hanukkah. That's exactly, yes.
It's the
That's
oil,
what I was
right?
Thinking.
The oil
yes,
that never.
Totally. That's what I was thinking.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is Friday and Sam Swan joining us in about 12 minutes. But feel free to give us a call. for whatever reason.
Your condolences.
To hostess.
Yeah.
Man. Static.
Hi, is this Devo?
Yeah.
Today, can we tell Jack and Luke that I said hi?
Yes. Who's this?
Lindsay.
Lindsay, I will totally tell them.
Okay.
You said hello. Actually, you could just say it right now.
Hello.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. That sounded great.
Okay.
I like that. That was good.
Bye.
Bye. Am I now taking phone calls for my children?
Get used to this.
Okay.
Hi, is Jack home? No. No,
he's not.
He's
no,
never
he's not.
Home. He actually doesn't even live here.
Sorry, you're a girl, right? Yeah, never. Never. Till he's 27 years old. He will not be taking phone calls. I just got a phone call from a girl.
Yeah,
for my children. I don't know how to process this.
Yeah.
That just happened, right?
Yeah.
I'm not dreaming. This is real life.
That was one of them. That was one of those boys saying, my dad works here.
Yeah. Yeah. See? I just hit myself with my microphone because I don't know what's happening right now.
You're just so overwhelmed.
I am. I don't even know what to do.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
So, yeah. So, apparently, taking phone service calls as well for
Jack
my children.
Luke.
Yeah.
And Brody.
Whom I love.
Yes.
Brody less so. Because he's just taking forever.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't even really know him yet, you know? So
oh, my gosh.
I can't say I love him. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
totally joking.
My gosh.
So, yeah, be praying for my wife.
Yes. She wants
with child
baby out.
Still.
She's been with child.
Yeah. For some time now.
If you're just joining us, she's been with child for 10 months.
So, apparently, we found out yesterday. Yeah. Or I can't remember who here told. Oh, it was Michelle. Michelle Schroff was the one.
Oh, okay. I'm like, no, I did not.
Because when you hit 40 weeks, that's the end of the ninth month. So if you're late, you know, if baby's late, then that hits the 10th month. So
yeah.
My wife's pushing month 10.
Oh, man.
Which means our dear friend Nancy pushed into month 11, which is crazy.
That scares me.
It's not going to happen with us, no matter what.
That's like a full year.
Because the doctor had said, you know, hey, we're going to induce on Monday if nothing. So we really want
afraid.
That baby out before then.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm gonna not hold my breath though, because it's Brody.
Right.
He's lazy.
Once again, you set him up by giving him this name.
Right.
Eight months
He's
ago.
He's just so laid back and bro, it's just nice and chill in here, man.
Yeah. What's up?
It's all mallow.
look.
Yeah.
So got some room.
Dude, okay, I was reading the story and I don't even know. Wow. A man just broke the record, the Guinness World Record, with his amazing feat. He is a world champion freediver and breathing expert and held his breath for a record amount of time. Take a wild guess how long he held his breath for. But don't take like a wild guess. Don't be stupid.
See, you say wild. And you know, I play Crazy Eights. I know wild eight.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so I know someone who has...
Okay, how long can you hold your breath?
Like,
watch, let's try and hold our breath. Ready?
Okay.
Ready, set, go. Dang it. Keep going. Are you breathing out your nostrils? Okay. Doing a really good job. That was 30 seconds. Are you still holding your breath? Are you really still holding your breath? Okay, I'm going to play that music again. Come on, you can do it. I believe in you.
I'm done.
Okay. All right. Woo! That was 44 seconds.
Okay, I have to catch my breath.
That was 44 seconds you held your breath.
Okay, that's not that long.
That's pretty good.
I know. I read a story about a woman. Thank you. I read a story about a woman who could hold her breath for 11 minutes.
Stop it right now.
Yeah, because she used to go like diving with some sea animals or whatever.
Okay. This is a world champion freediver, breathing expert, and he this is unreal. See, he went underwater so that, you know, unlike you, you know, like he couldn't cheat and breathe out his nostrils.
I didn't cheat.
Whatever. 44 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, how long do you think he held his breath for?
15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Every guess I have is dumb. 16 minutes.
No, what?
17 minutes.
Are you kidding me? No, I was trying to say.
18 minutes.
Would you really believe if somebody held their breath for that long? That's just stupid.
Well, a woman held her breath for 11 minutes underwater. She would go diving underwater.
Okay. That's, you're getting close.
Really?
22 minutes.
Whoa. Oh, gosh.
Think about this. The next time you're watching a TV show, like a sitcom,
mm-hmm.
that dude held his breath for almost the entire duration of said sitcom.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Stig Severinsen.
What is... Wait, hold on. Say it again.
First of all, his first name is Stig.
Stig?
S-T-I-G.
Stig Severinsen.
Severinsen. Yeah. Stig Severinsen. World champion freediver breathing expert. Captured the Guinness World Record with his 22-minute...
I don't know.
Now, he did have some assistance. Before going underwater, he inhaled pure oxygen so as to saturate his body. That said... 22 minutes!
That's not okay.
You know in the movies when... do you do this? Like watching an action movie and they're like, oh, and they got to dive into the water
yeah.
and people are shooting at them and they're like swimming underneath the water. I always hold my breath.
Just to see. You, to see.
Always. No. Always. I don't care if it's James Bond. And then inevitably, like, they stay underwater for way too long and I'm like, there's no way.
No.
That's not real. It's been like 40 seconds. Now I'm starting to believe that maybe James Bond could hold his breath for longer than like 40 seconds.
I always hold my breath in between mile markers if I'm on a road trip.
Wow.
I see how many mile markers I can hold my breath for.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's bad if you're driving. I have to breathe. I'm going to pass out. I have to breathe.
Wow. Yep. So 22 minutes, the world record now for, holding his breath. I guess for the past decade, Severinsen has experimented with different methods of ways to hold your breath to examine the effects on the mind and the body. He even wrote a book titled Breathology. Apparently, he spent his entire life around water as well. So, if you're waiting for somebody to top his record, don't hold your breath!
Good job.
See what I did?
That
okay.
was really funny.
Steamer!
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Did Mitch say she does that while she drives?
Glad you caught on to that one.
Don't worry about
Glad
it.
Glad you caught on to that one.
Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm thinking probably not the smartest.
You know what? I'm alive, which means I've made it.
This is true. I'm thinking you should probably never do that again, though.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder how many miles I can hold my breath for.
Steamer.
I was kind of thinking about the rest of us.
Yes. Yeah.
Start bumping into things.
You couldn't live without me? That's so sweet.
No.
Live without me? That's amazing.
I'm thinking you pass out.
Uh-huh.
And you start running into things and people.
No, I'm on a road trip.
Dude.
Like, I'm in the middle
of nowhere.
Oh,
yeah, there's no one else on the road.
Don't amazing. Worry about it. It's okay.
Amazing.
I didn't know that you guys would miss me so much.
We would miss you so much.
Yeah.
Couldn't live without you, bro.
Some Whitney.
Playing you some Whitney.
Thank you.
This is for you, girl. No. Coming right back, we got some Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
That's right.
He's amazing.
He is.
I can't wait to hang out with him.
Great guy.
There's one thing I'm happy about, my child not being born yet, is I get to have another day with Sam Swan.
If anything.
If anything. You too, I guess. The band, I love them.
Right. That's what I meant. That's what I thought you meant. Yeah. You too.
Oh, you thought he'd... No, yeah,
I wouldn't
that.
Think that. So. I wouldn't think that at all.
All right, ever. Coming right back. Culture Shock. Cage the Elephant. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio! Future Ghosts, Spotless, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
It is Friday.
7:06.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
And welcoming to the show right now, Sam Swan from the Baptist Commission in New Mexico.
Ding. Ah.
What a warm welcome on a chilly morning.
Dude, yeah.
It is chilly.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
It's not as chilly in my house as it has been until this past Wednesday.
Really?
We got heat now. So
good job, you.
You don't take off your clothes and jump in bed real quick.
Yeah,
you can walk around in your shorts and t-shirt. It's a little more comfortable than shivering. But I didn't want to complain because we just didn't have heat for a week, and there's still people in the Northeast that don't have any power at all. At least we had electricity and hot water.
This is true.
Which we would boil a thing of water and just hover around the stove and hold our hands over it. But so I didn't want to complain.
Yeah.
So I didn't complain too much. But now but the main thing is my wife doesn't like cold. She's a desert rat. She's a true desert rat. And she loves, and I mean rat in the most sincere, beautiful way.
They're
boy,
cute.
That was bad.
Really cute.
I have to
rats
go somewhere else today.
Adorable.
I can't go home today. I just got in trouble.
They're adorable.
Desert rat. Oh,
they leave diseases everywhere, though.
But she likes warm. What I'm saying is,
she's one of them chupacabras.
Chupacabras.
Yeah. She's one of them.
I used to call her my little sun goddess because she used to.
There you go. That's much better than desert rat. Can I just say that?
Yes, and you would think, as long as I have been a husband, that I would be more wise with some of them. But see, that's just proof.
Right.
Husbands are idiots.
We are idiots.
We are just not smart at all, no matter how hard we try. And we have our moments.
Yeah.
We have our moments. And I just obviously didn't have a moment just now.
I'm trying to be cool right now and be like, loving
supportive.
And, but I'm tired.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'm like, hey, I'm tired. Oh, right, she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's like, you think you're tired?
Yeah, there's a baby in there that's overdue. All right?
That's right.
He's starting to get a little, crispy around the edges.
Yeah.
Time to get that dude out.
Well, so. I know. I feel bad that she's miserable like that.
And you know me. You know I hate running.
I hate any form
of exercise whatsoever.
Yes, yes.
And this whole week, that's what it's been.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we did these like lunge thingies up like the side of a mountain.
Trying to get that baby out.
You know, the funny thing is we're walking back with the dog. It was just me and her and the dog. And we're walking back and she said, how come we don't do this more often? How come it's got to be when I'm pregnant that we go walking? This is so lovely. And in my brain, I'm like, I hate everything about this right now.
And now it starts.
Now it starts.
Yeah.
Now we have to do this.
You're going
to
be walking.
Now we're going to be walking regularly with children. And
then you'll be running.
I'm the worst, though, because we try to go walking with our kids.
Yeah.
And I'm the dad.
Yeah.
And I need to remember that they're just children, but also, like, safety takes over.
Oh, right.
And so the kids start running out. I'm like, hey, get back here. Stand by me. Do not stand in somebody else's driveway like that.
That's right.
All right?
That's exactly right.
If you were more
than
14 centimeters away from me, I'm spanking your butt. Get back here right now.
And then on the big long sidewalks where there's no driveways to worry about, if they ride a bike ahead or ride their scooter ahead to the corner, you're afraid they're going to go ahead and cross.
Yeah.
Stop at the corner.
You wait. You wait. I'll be right there.
And that my son always turns around and goes, Dad.
Right.
I'm 10 years old.
And then I wonder.
I got this.
I wonder why they hate going on walks or bike rides with me.
Let's go for a walk. Is Dad coming?
Yeah. Because Chrissy's, of course, she's just so laid back. Yeah. Like, you should just
they're
let
fine.
Them. They're kids. Yeah. Hey, why don't you just let them be kids? Yeah. Like, let them be kids. Get hit by a car.
Yeah. We'll go to UNM.
All fun and games
the emergency room. That's right. We'll be in the emergency room if we just let them be kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I hear you.
So, and all I'm thinking about is wallet. I'm not thinking about their broken arm.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how are we going to pay for this?
Broken arms heal. Empty wallets stay empty.
They stay empty.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh,
I'm the worst, man. Because I'm easygoing, chill. But when it comes to my kids, for some reason, I just like overprotective.
I think part of it might have to do with, because I've only heard a few stories about you when you were growing up. And I think some of it has to do with you are trying to protect them
from
all the stupid things that you did yourself.
I was insane.
Yeah. We have a tendency to go overboard that way. I totally understand.
Yeah.
I think I told you, my kids call me the safety monitor.
So that means you're pretty crazy back in the day?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't, I've always been kind of cautious. My wife is the one that I'm convinced is trying to kill my children. She says it's because she's the fun one. I say it's because she's reckless and dangerous.
Right.
That's exactly where.
Right.
But get down off that wall. And she's like, oh, they can on that
They're
9 foot
kids.
Cinder block wall
right.
and scale the top of it.
Oh,
sweetheart,
man.
That's how injuries happen.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 injuries happen in the home. And this home is not safe.
Right.
And, See, what are you going to do? Put bubble wrap around everything?
Oh, see, if I could.
And that's not my wife's voice. That's just a stereotypical wife voice. I just want to be clear.
Your Deseret has a beautiful voice.
Yes, she does. Oh, I'm going to pay for that. All day long, I know I'm going to pay for that. Thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, no problem.
I appreciate that.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Yeah, so, well, listen, I don't need your help to get
you
in trouble.
You have plenty of nicknames for her. You're the safety monitor. Yeah. She's reckless.
Yeah. And the other day, we were running, and this actually happened a couple of months ago. I wasn't really feeling. Sometimes I don't feel like the run, but I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway.
I feel like the runs sometimes, but I don't ever feel like the run.
We call that the green apple quick step.
Yeah
exactly.
The what?
The green apple quick step.
Explain this to me.
Well, if you eat bad apples, you're going to have to hurry. You know what I'm saying? It's a fruit fiber thing.
Apple.
Well, you know, when you eat a lot of green apples, green apples are good.
Green apple quick step.
God like didn't that. Make little green apples, and it didn't rain in Indianapolis. But anyway, that's an old song.
I want to use that saying regularly.
You should. It's a great one.
I'm going to.
Yeah. It's a great one. So I wasn't really feeling the run, and Brenda was feeling strong, which is good because there was a little while that it's a big old long story, but she wasn't feeling good. There were some things wrong,
yeah.
And some iron stuff that she was not able to run like she wanted to. It was frustrating for her and all that. And so she started feeling better, and mm-hmm. so she started running stronger. And the whole time I'm running strong, and I'm trying to help her, and then this one day I didn't feel it, and she just took off. And so I meant to call her, but I was out of breath. I was trying to say something. Well, where are you going, you little speed demon? But I didn't say the word speed. I said, well, aren't you a little demon today? So for a little while, she ran ahead of me.
Yeah.
She didn't want to talk to me for a little while. And then, so now I, you know, it's a joke on our runs. Now, I told my story, that story to my oldest son, Ryan. And so the three of us are running together one time. And he goes, he looks at his mom and goes, hey, demon. And she gets this look on her face and she goes, there are certain things that only your father can say to me. And he was like, and she was kind of teasing, but I think she was a little bit serious.
Yeah.
And he heard that tone. And so he looked at me like his eyes were about this big. And I was like, it's okay, son. I'll get in between you and your mama right now. Because normally they gang up on me, but this time I had to protect him from her.
Amazing.
So, yeah, I have a lot of nicknames for her.
Yeah, good job,
mostly, mostly wonderful and beautiful.
Of course.
Unfortunately, all we've heard today is Desert Rat.
Desert Rat and Demon.
Yeah. Reckless.
She's probably listening right now.
Maybe, she sounds lovely.
Maybe she's not listening.
Yeah, hopefully, for your sake. I hope not.
She's one of those little tiny petite women that, you know, could beat up a room of guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, because she's strong.
Because she's a demon.
No, I did not
she's
say
reckless,
that.
She's reckless. She's a demon. She's, yeah.
She's a murderess.
You just stop talking.
Well, I just want to say it's been nice being married.
And it's been wonderful.
Nice being married, and I'm going to miss it.
Well, hopefully your wife has the Tim Tebow mentality.
Yes. Where that stuff just rolls off her back.
You would think so. Tim Tebow in the news this last week because a story broke where teammates anonymously
hate
trashed
anonymously.
Him.
Yeah, they're being mean. I read
just
about
trashed
that.
Him. Called him terrible. He hasn't progressed in his NFL career. He sucks.
Yeah,
just tore him down. These teammates anonymously. Of course, Coach Ryan responded, but Tebow actually responded. Did you hear his response?
I didn't hear what his response. I heard kind of the first part of the news. I mean, the report of it, and then I had to leave the room, so I didn't hear the whole
man,
thing.
Man, highly, highly critical comments from teammates about his potential, his performance. One teammate called him terrible. But he talked to the Daily News, and his quote, just Tim Tebow, man. Yeah. He says, I've had criticism somewhat my whole life playing football. You've got to do your best at handling it. On one side, you try to make it motivate you, but at the same time, it always has somewhat of an effect on you. So I think you need to stop calling your wife demon.
I think you're right.
Does it right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He says you're human. It's not always fun having people say negative things about you, but you try to be stronger from it. It always has made me stronger in the past, and it will continue to make me stronger. He admitted to some frustration, and he says, quote, I guess some sadness, which unless you're a heartless, stone cold jerk face. When somebody says negative things about you,
it hurts.
It stings.
We get. It's become more and more rare around here.
Yeah,
it used to be kind of regularly out, especially towards me.
Yeah,
Emails, negative emails. about my character.
I have
about,
to shield his eyes.
Yeah. And so, mostly because I have the mouth, you know. So,
right.
being the quote-unquote voice, I usually get the brunt of the attacks.
Sure.
But, dude, no matter what, I know it doesn't, what they say has no effect because I understand who I am in Christ, and I understand that I am who God called me to be, and I'm doing what God has called me to do, and so on that I know I can stand strong, but yeah. that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so yeah. I liked his response to that because it's true, we can still push through and persevere, but it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt, which is why we need to be so careful with what we say. But he said the criticism could fuel him. He said, if anything, it'll just make you work a little bit harder. It's never fun to hear criticism, but at the same time, it's something I've always used as motivation. You try to get stronger from it. Man, it's crazy, this guy.
Yeah.
He may not be doing everything in football right now, especially as a kicking off your 8 o'clock hour, it's The Last Bison.
That was for everyone who was running in a meadow.
Song called Distance.
Running in a meadow.
Yes.
That's what that's
a great
looks
song.
Like.
I love that song.
Yeah. Good stuff. 8:05 now joining us in studio, Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. Welcome to the show.
Oh.
Thank you so much. It is so great to be
Our
here.
Muffled claps.
You guys are wearing gloves in the studio.
It's cold.
We switched gear this morning.
Yeah, it turned out his scarf matches my outfit
way
better.
Yeah. Sorry I washed my scarf with a red sweater.
Towel red, or something.
Yeah. It was a red sweater, actually.
So here I'm like, oh.
She's picking off all the red fuzzies.
You should do that the whole time.
I will.
Because it used to be such a nice scarf.
Look at that spot. That's good now.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
It's going to take you a bazillion years to get all those.
Just keep
off
doing
there.
That. Just okay. keep doing that.
You could buy one of those things that you saw on TV that shaves off those little
yeah.
things.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of buying things, I wanted to talk about
seen
something.
Only on TV. Yes.
Imagine this. You're working at the store, at maybe an electronics store. Somebody comes up to buy something expensive.
Okay.
And they start handing over cash to you. All right. And they hand you 5 Lincolns.
5 pennies.
No.
Okay.
They're trying to buy something that costs $487. And so they hand you 5 crisp Lincolns. What do you do?
Okay, first of all, I'm a youth pastor. I don't see a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Is Lincoln, what's Lincoln
I thought
on?
Lincoln was on the penny.
Okay.
He is on the penny.
Is he on a dollar bill as well?
He's
a
on the
bill?
5. He's on the 5.
Is he on the 5?
Oh, wait. He's on the 5? Because this guy handed 5 $100 bills with Lincoln on
Oh, now see? Oh.
Okay, isn't that Hamilton?
So he would have gotten away if you guys were the tellers.
That's right. No, because Lincoln's
on the
$5
bill. No, because I would have been a lot more attentive.
She had no idea.
I would have been a lot more attentive at that point.
Really?
Yeah, because I would have had to like draw the mark and
yeah,
look.
Yeah, draw a little mark and look up in the lights.
A Rhode Island man.
So we're talking counterfeit.
Use counterfeit $100 bills to make purchases at a Target store. But he made a critical error when he was making said counterfeit bills.
If you're going to counterfeit, at least make it look. Not that I would endorse counterfeiting.
The real $100 bill has a picture of?
Hamilton?
Hamilton.
No!
Benjamin.
No,
thank
that's
you.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Franklin.
That's
gosh,
why people say,
right.
show me the Benjamins.
Hamilton is
the
50,
Benjamins.
Right? Hamilton, no, is Hamilton 10? Oh my gosh. Let's go through this.
My street cred just went way down.
Okay, George Washington.
Dollar bill.
2 doesn't exist anymore.
Who 2 doesn't exist, but that was, I don't remember
Jefferson?
Either. See, I was going to say Thomas Jefferson.
I think it was Jefferson.
Yeah. I think
no,
you're
he's
right.
On. Who's on the 20?
Okay, so wait. We're not there yet, because the 5
is Lincoln.
Is Lincoln. The 10 is...
I don't have any cash. Don't try to get me to
who's
get my wallet.
Who's the 10? Who's on the 10? Oh, I have a couple
of
Washingtons.
On,
there you go.
I have a couple
Look what I typed in. Look what I typed in on Google. Who's on the dime? $10 bill, $50 bill. I just want to know all of them.
Okay, $10 bill. Who's on the $10 50. Bill?
I put 50 by accident. You know what? I need to be patient.
I feel like we should know this. But $5 bills
all
is usually as high
going,
as I get.
You guys should know. They're all going, you're idiots.
I know.
Yeah, Madison.
Lincoln is on.
Is it Madison?
I don't know. Who's on the $10 bill?
That's what is this? What is this?
Is that Wikipedia?
Yes.
It's a $10 bill.
Who is that?
We don't want to know
Who's
the history
guy?
Of the $10 bill.
Who's this guy? Come on, slow computer.
Hamilton.
Hamilton.
On the 10.
On the 10.
Okay.
And then the 20, of course.
Of course, is so exactly. Right? Yeah, no, exactly who it is.
Okay.
And then, so who's on the 50?
Oh, dude, JFK. Obviously.
I think that's
that's the half dollar. Yeah. He's on the 50 cent piece.
20.
Yeah. That's
the $20 bill is.
I can't believe I don't know.
What is this?
Well, in fairness,
Andrew Jackson. Yes. Andrew Jackson is on the $20 bill.
That is correct. Bing.
Ah.
Good job. Ulysses S. Grant is on the 50.
That's right.
Oh, yes.
That's right. And yes. And Herbert Hoover's on the $75 bill.
Of course. Is there a $1,000 bill? No, there's not.
There was a $1,000 bill.
Who was on that?
There's not a $1,000 bill anymore.
Okay.
I don't remember who was
you
on
say that with such authority.
Grover
you don't
Cleveland.
Even know who's on what.
Grover Cleveland. Of course.
That sounds like
that
a
guy.
Muppet character as a
yeah.
person.
Yeah, because Grover is a Muppet
that doesn't
character.
Really sound like a president.
Now I am near. Now I am far.
Wow.
So we would totally fail at this if... I know what they look like, though. Yeah. I can pick out those presidents yeah, in a lineup.
But you know,
fishy. I couldn't tell you their name.
The only American thing I can do is tell you all 50 states in alphabetical order.
No, you can't.
Mm-hmm, because of a song.
Go.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan,
slow
Minnesota,
down!
Mississippi. I can't count that fast. We're 38, 39.
Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, LMN, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, was something Wyoming. West Virginia.
Wisconsin?
I said Wisconsin. West Virginia. I don't know. That might be 48. I think I missed two.
You forgot Puerto Rico.
Oh, we haven't adopted them yet.
Yeah, not yet.
You forgot El Paso because that's its own place. Trust me. Have you ever been there? It's awful.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah, you forgot. I don't even know because I lost count because you were talking so fast.
Alabama, Alaska,
no,
Arizona,
stop.
Arkansas,
stop
California.
At least you're more American than me. I can't do any of that. I can't do any
I can't,
of that.
I can't. I state's capitals.
Got me.
I was helping my 10-year-old son review
Santa
state's capitals.
Santa Fe and Austin. Those are the only two that matter, right?
Yeah.
Santa Fe and Austin.
Denver.
Denver, right.
Sacramento, California.
Confused. I feel like...
I know that one.
Yeah.
Reno,
Nevada.
Really?
Yeah,
Reno?
It's not Las Vegas.
What?
No.
See, that's why I'm always confused
about
Denver.
It's like New
Denver.
Mexico. Yeah. Albuquerque.
Yeah, right. But should I feel be. Like Let's I feel like honest. Colorado Springs would be a more appropriate capital. Because
no way.
It's Colorado Springs.
No.
Oh, because it's got the name Colorado in it.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes. But it's
nah.
Denver.
Yes. Arizona is Phoenix.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was Scottsdale.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's just where the rich people live.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's where
exactly.
all the money comes from.
Yeah.
So, speaking of money, we were talking about this Rhode Island man who used some counterfeit $100 bills to make the purchase at Target. And
oh, my gosh.
So, he hands over these $100 bills with a picture of President Abraham Lincoln on them. Real $100 bills, as we all know, of course, obviously, easily.
Have. Yes.
Benjamin Franklin. It's all about the Benjamins.
Who was not a president? How did he get on that?
That is an interesting question.
Because he's like great-great-great-great-grandpa of this beautiful woman I know, Chrissy Franklin.
Oh.
And he's also considered...
Is that how he got on the bill?
Of course.
You know, he's.
I have no idea, actually.
He's one of the fathers of our country, even though he wasn't a president.
Yeah.
He was very instrumental.
Mm. Static.
All right.
Hey.
The capital of Nevada is Carson City.
Oh, you're
it's
right.
Carson.
You're right.
Thanks, Dad.
I just knew it wasn't Las Vegas. Thank you for correcting
me.
Oh,
hey, thank you, Mitch's dad.
Thanks for correcting me on the air.
Yeah.
That's my girl. She knows her state.
You're welcome. You taught me well.
And also, too, I'm being a good parent. I took my kids to the mountain.
I don't know what
there
you're
you
saying.
Go.
What?
He took
and
you.
That way they got hurt because they fell themselves.
There you
okay.
go. Took you to the mountains.
He was
yeah.
going way back.
He was going way back.
Yeah.
That's he taught
awesome.
You so well.
Yeah.
She can. Never mind. I was going to crack a joke. No,
yeah, go ahead. Go
no,
for
I'm
it.
Not
what was
do
that.
That
joke?
Your dad's scary. He's a biker man. He'll kill me.
It's true.
Something
that
to do
is
with
hilarious.
Yeah.
I knew. Yeah. Carson City. I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So,
I didn't know that.
Dana Leland of Central Falls, Rhode Island, was held on $1,000 cash bail after pleading not guilty Wednesday to charges of counterfeiting and possession of a counterfeit note. So $1,000, dude, that's only 10 Washingtons. I mean, come on.
Could they?
That's
it. Just could they also charge him with being an idiot for not counterfeiting correctly?
Whatever. Because, how long did it take us to actually come up with who was on any of the bills?
Well, no, I was pretty sure that $100 bill, I didn't know who was on there, but I knew Lincoln was not.
Yeah.
True. Yes. That I did know.
Truth.
So that I might have been able to help. But plus, just if it were me,
yeah,
that's why I don't play Texas Hold'em or anything. I mean, besides the fact that gambling is evil, but but I don't play because I don't have a poker face. I can't lie.
Right.
So I would be, if it was me, I'd be handing him over going, I'm buying this with cash.
You know
so
what?
The clerk, even if the clerk didn't know what the dollar bills look like or the $100 bills are supposed to look like, they could tell by the smirk on my face that I'm trying to get away with something.
That's so stressful. What's stressful Incredible. To me about that is that it wasn't even like an actual lot. It wasn't a lot of money.
Right.
That he was trying to buy something with. So he's in jail now for a small amount of money and for stupidity.
Yeah,
mostly.
If you're gonna do that, go big. Go big or go home.
I watched Catch Me If You Can. So.
I never saw it.
Oh, that's a
Leonardo
good
DiCaprio?
That's a good movie.
Oh no, I saw it. It stressed me out.
Loved it. I love Leo.
It was very entertaining.
I was going for Tom Hanks.
Leo forever.
Speaking of entertaining and celebrities, I'm making a quantum leap here, but I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Mitch, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the availableness of the Biebs now? I mean, I know you're sad for Selena because she's, you know.
I love her.
Girl.
But here's the thing. She broke up with him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. And
oh, yeah, sure. I bet if you ask him, he's going to say, I dumped her.
No, he's the one who told me that she dumped him.
Well, I believe that. But
and here's the thing.
I mean, it was Bieber. Wouldn't you?
No. As difficult as it is, I still want him to be my little brother. He's okay. my little
so
brother.
Weird to me. You're a weirdo.
I want him to be my. But he's going
person.
Through a phase. He's going through a phase.
She crocheted his face onto her scarf.
Oh I just God. Know that when
She's
that.
Weird.
No, I want to see that. I just know. I heard this weird. On the day that the news broke. And it was the collectiveness of all of the 12-year-old girls in America
and
around the world. And all the other people who have the hots for Bieber.
Yeah.
Who were like, he's single again. And I'm like, dude, you ain't got a chance.
No. Here's the thing. I liked him with Selena. Selena made him better.
I think you're right.
And plus, he has a song with her name in it. So what's going to happen
now? He does?
Sort of. I can't repeat it on air.
It's kind of.
Like, okay.
It's kind of like a tattoo.
It's just there forever.
It's there
you
forever.
Can't take that back.
Actually, you can.
Once in iTunes, always in iTunes.
Trust me, you can.
Oh, you can?
Yes, you
what
can.
What are you talking about?
Well. Trust me, tattoos of names and stupid things that you get from when you're younger.
Music.
You can trust me.
Music, listen to me. Music.
Yeah, music you can.
That's out for the whole world.
That's why it's not like tattoos, because tattoos you can just get
they
different things.
They can be
things.
Taken off.
So I actually, many moons ago in my deep, dark past, I was, you know, with someone who was not my bride, that I was, hey, we're going to get married and we're going to do all these things. So I happened to have, you know, a little initial on my chest.
You made the dumbest decision.
Yeah, dumb. Really dumb.
But you had it fixed?
Had it fixed. Yeah, for the longest time because her name was Jessica. So a big J, you know. Yeah. My wife always assumed it was for Jeter.
Right.
Until this one time I'm telling the story to somebody else. And then it was like, what? Yeah. What?
And I bet that was fixed the next day.
Yeah, pretty much the next day. And so in order to correct it, you just have to get, you know, like black, seriously, because there was a big... And so I got the Dark Lord of the Sith over it. So I have this big Darth Vader tattoo, which is perfect because she was the Lord of Evil.
Hey,
and
are you
so
okay?
Now I have...
You're doing
all
right.
It was hilarious, actually.
That's really funny.
I lasted about a whole 12 hours after Chrissy found out, and then it was gone.
Covered
with the Dark
Darth
Lord.
Vader.
Yeah, with Darth Vader.
You know, the way some people could have done it, at least she didn't get a razor blade and cut it out.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate to be graphic.
Yeah, that's true.
Those stories happen a lot.
Yeah. Where they just, and not a deep cut, just peel the top layer off.
Oh, gosh. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, man. man.
I can't believe I just said that.
I can't either, Sam Swan. That's disgusting.
And then she made a wallet out of it. Or
what? Who are you people?
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
I did too. It's okay. It's Friday, so yeah, it's a little so better.
Okay. We're not doing well.
It's like casual Friday.
Casual Friday.
You know? Casual wear. And
you know, it's Friday, so you know what that means? It's Fun Joke Friday.
What?
What did... What did the gyro say to the doctor?
The what?
Gyro. The G-Y... Like,
like the hero?
Gyro.
What did the gyro say to the... I don't know. What did the gyro...
I falafel.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have one.
That was... Oh, no.
Okay, go for it.
How do you know if you're a pirate?
How?
You just are.
Okay, last one.
Oh,
last one.
No.
What did the one pepper say to the other angry... Or what did the angry pepper do to you? I messed this up. What did they...
This is the
take
worst.
Two. Take two. Mitch
ready?
Telling a joke. And action.
What does the angry pepper do?
I don't know.
It gets all up in your face.
Oh, that's a spicy joke.
Oh, man.
Room shot. Come on. Room shot.
No.
It's not even worth the room
not.
Shot.
I'm not even listening to you guys anymore. What was that called? New segment on the show now.
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday.
Okay,
I like that.
And I was here for that. How exciting.
I've got a great one. Why can't vampires have babies?
No.
No.
I heard that one.
Static. Oh, they hung up. They wanted to tell the same joke.
It's Fun Joke Friday.
So.
Call in 505-338-3700.
That's a great idea.
8:20 now on your Fun Joke Friday.
Just
and,
have your finger on the dump button.
Yeah. Got the Civil Wars for you now because at least we can hear them somehow. They're actually canceling their entire tour and future plan, so who knows?
Really?
Yeah. They're not doing so well.
Not doing so well. And the tweet was like, oh, at least you're just blasting each other on your tweets.
Airing the dirty laundry.
Yeah. It was, they canceled their tour due to internal, irreconcilable difference. They're not married. They're just like musician friends together. But yeah, apparently it's not
anymore.
Good.
I promise that someday when I hate you, I won't talk about it on Twitter.
Okay, good. Hey, that's good. Thank you. Right there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, sweet. All right, the Civil War song is called Barton Hollow, and apparently this music is going to have to do for some time until they stop fighting.
So I hope you like it.
Yeah, hope you love it.
Forever.
Great. All right, Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Jumpsuit Apparatus, Am I the Enemy? You know, this last week we had Ronnie Winter on the show hanging out with us. Great interview.
It was such a cool interview.
Those guys in Jersey right now working on new music. You can hear all about it at mystaticradio.com for the full interview.
So good.
Which was great.
Yes.
8:28 now. It is Friday, and sadly, I have to say goodbye to one of my favorite people in the universe.
Oh, no.
Sam Swan, thanks for being with us, man.
It has been a pleasure.
It has been a pleasure.
I'm going to go home and apologize to my wife.
Yeah, hug her for us. Tell her we love her.
I will.
And
I will.
We actually never say anything about her.
She's working right now, so I'll have lots of time to clean the house and do all kinds of things to get back in good graces with her.
Oh,
a great time this morning, guys.
Yeah, it was
good radio. It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
I love coming and hanging out with you guys.
We will not see you next Friday.
Okay,
no.
That's
right.
Black Friday.
That's right. I'll be in Phoenix.
Really?
I'm going to go see my brother and his family.
Nice.
We're going to hang out. Yeah, it's going to be a nice little road trip.
It'll be warm.
Yes.
See, I don't know how I feel about that. You know, people that go to like Hawaii or like cool exotic places
during
for the
winter?
Holidays, it always freaks me out because it doesn't feel like Christmas if it's not. Thanksgiving, Christmas, there it has to be cold and or snow on the ground.
Well, let me just say this.
Period.
One year when my father-in-law lived in Durango, we went to Durango for Thanksgiving. And I was freezing cold.
Yeah.
And then we went to Thanksgiving in Phoenix. And I'm like, I'm never going to Durango again for Thanksgiving. I love Durango.
That's
it's a beautiful
funny.
Place, but only
I
in the summer.
Durango.
It's
no!
beautiful
yeah,
in the summer.
Try?
Dude!
I'm not a big winter sport guy.
See, I'm a snowboarder. That's my favorite place to go.
I know you are. I may sit by the fire, drink coffee, and read a good
that
book.
That sounds amazing
in the
during
time.
The winter.
You can do that. See, that's my
at
wife. And we're going to do that. Exactly.
No, you know what?
When we're old and retired, that's where we're going to live. In Durango, and I'm going to snowboard, and she's going to sit by the fire.
But I'm married. Remember, I'm married to a desert rat, and so I have to go to Phoenix.
See, but I love going snowboarding during winter and then afterwards coming into the lodge and sitting by the fire and reading a book or drinking
coffee.
I'm
going to
go home and make a fire. I'm just, even though it's not going to be cold today, I'm making a fire. I'm just inspired.
It seems
that'll be
cold.
Nice.
Yeah. room's a little
cold. Chilly. Okay.
So,
had a great day. Thank you, guys.
All right, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too, man.
Oh, we love you.
Enjoy
Tell
your
Chrissy
vacation.
To hang in there.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Everybody be praying
pray for
my
you
wife.
Guys. You bet.
Monday, they're inducing regardless.
Okay.
So,
absolutely.
So, by Monday, we'll have a boy. But that's the last thing we want to happen, because everybody, all of our friends who have had their child induced or whatever, said it's awful. 0 to 60 in like 0.4 seconds.
It's not.
So,
my wife had all of her babies induced because
really?
she would go into labor and then not get. She hit a certain point, hit like a plateau, and they would have to.
Yep.
They would have to give her the Pitocin.
Okay.
And so it wasn't quite that bad for
right.
my wife. So that's one story.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
See, there
terrible.
You go. Okay,
so
good.
That,
I
maybe
like
that'd
that.
Be an encouragement to
that,
her.
Maybe that will be because
yeah.
she's, you know, yeah. The right now, at least the minor contractions leading up to something,
right.
but. Yeah, none contractions
yeah.
to slam you in the face contractions. Not cool.
Hang in there, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, man.
All right.
We will see you.
Have
in
a great
weeks.
Thanksgiving. See you in a couple
too,
weeks.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right.
Thanks.
Love that guy.
Yes.
Sam Swan, Baptist Convention in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
and it is 8:31 now,
mm-hmm.
which means it is time to bring in our dear friend and analyst for some huge. Huge news today.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
I am.
All right.
I am.
We need him to step up, though. He's in the background talking with Sam. You know, that's how we do
yeah.
the transition.
But I have a joke for Fun Joke Friday.
Oh, it's Fun Joke Friday. That's right.
That's
okay.
And this one's from TJ.
Okay.
He's actually hashtagging Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. I like that. Okay.
So he says, looks like the Civil Wars took their name too seriously.
Wow.
Wow.
That was terrible. That was awful.
And I just want to give credit to my husband for that first joke.
Oh, okay.
Which I gave credit to him off air, but I need to give credit to him on air as well. That whole I feel awful joke.
Yeah, it was terrible.
His.
Okay, cool.
It's amazing.
Sweet. Thanks, Kelly. Yeah. Thanks, Kelly, for starting Fun Joke Friday.
So is today like Scarf Friday and
it
I
is.
Didn't get the memo?
It's cold.
Like everybody in the studio is wearing their scarves and looking all Harry Potter-esque with
them. See? My Woo! Harry Potter scarf. It looks better on her because it matches her. So
I actually
we
do have a Gryffindor scarf.
Really?
Really?
I really
wow.
do.
Wow. Nicely done.
That's mm-hmm. impressive.
All right. Joining us in studio now, Yo from GameAndMovieGuide.com, and a little different than we normally do on Fridays because we have a major announcement. We've been talking about it already, of course. But
yeah, before we get to that, we do have some business that we have to take care of.
Okay.
Because today, Lincoln released.
Yes.
So Steven Spielberg's Lincoln is in theaters today. We do have a full review of that up at GameAndMovieGuide.com. We've even posted some interviews with like Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally
nice.
Fields, John Williams, who composed the score. So we have all those interviews and stuff at the website, and you know it's a fascinating slice of history.
Yeah,
the film, and they're, you know, old Honest Abe. He's Honest Abe, right? He's not so honest in this movie. Like, I really found it intriguing because I was kind of curious how some people might respond. Like, that's not the squeaky clean, really goody two-shoe president that I remember from
the $100 bill,
the myth and legends. He's not on the $100 bill.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
Rhode Island man was arrested yesterday for counterfeiting some bills, went to Target to try and buy some iPads with his $100 bills that had Lincoln on them, maybe to commemorate the film.
My mom once challenged me to name the presidents on the various denominations of the bill.
We just went through this.
Yeah, and I did it, and so she had to give me one of each.
What?
She didn't- really?
She didn't believe I could do it.
Wow. No,
well, we couldn't do it.
We couldn't.
We couldn't do it.
However,
we had to, look it up. We got Washington on the 1,
right.
Lincoln on the 5.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I know it was Madison on the 10.
Hamilton.
Hamilton on the 10. See,
Madison,
we just did this.
Madison is not on a bill.
On the 20 is
Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
50 is Grant.
The 50 is Grant. Ulysses. And the 100 we knew because it's
Ben Franklin.
Who is not a president?
You guys know that? Wow.
No clue.
One, it's annoying that Benjamin Franklin is not a president.
Yep. I know, everyone gets into that.
And also, at least I can name the states, so whatever.
Yeah, she named all 50 states in alphabetical order. So I was like,
wow, that's
okay,
impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
File that under, you know, knowledge that you learned in school. That's
right.
Absolutely
exactly.
useless.
Right.
I can say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I can say
that's
in Spanish.
About, that's all I can do.
What now?
Wow.
So anyway.
Why you gotta one-up me?
Lincoln's
wow.
in theaters. it's not in a lot of theaters. It opened like in a few markets last week. It did really, really well. And then it expanded to just over 1,700 theaters around the nation this week. So it's not going to be like a huge debut for it. They're thinking around 10 million, which actually would be really good for it because you have a lot of quote unquote adult fare. You have Skyfall, which is appealing to the older audience. Yeah. You have Anna Karina coming out this week, which is also trying to get that market. Yeah. And then, of course, you have Breaking Dawn Part 2 hitting theaters, which is pretty
Really? Funny. That's coming out today?
Yeah.
No, my Instagram feed was like, it's awful.
That's pretty much going to dominate the box office. But here's the interesting thing. We have a chance that this weekend's box office could take the all-time record.
Wow.
Considering the strength of the films in there. Because you got to think that Skyfall is going to have a strong holdover.
Yeah.
Lincoln's going to have a strong debut. It's not going to be huge, but it's going to be strong for the number of theaters that it's going to be in. And then you have Breaking Dawn Part 2, which is the finale of a series.
Right.
And the finale of any series has always done really, really well.
Right.
So it would not be beyond the realm of possibility to break the $290-300 million mark for the box office over the weekend.
Right up until episode 7 comes out, and then that's going to destroy everything.
That's going to be amazing.
It's going to shatter everything.
So anyway, check out our review of Lincoln at GameAndMovieGuide.com. And the other piece of business I wanted to make sure that we took care of is next Friday, our friends over at Astro Zombies are going to start their annual sleeping bag collection.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Now, this is something, this has nothing to do with them, and they always want to emphasize. This is not about us. This is not accolades for us. Look how we give back to the community. Mike and the guys over there really, really genuinely just want to collect some sleeping bags and help out the homeless.
Yeah.
Every sleeping bag that's contributed is entered into a raffle. They need to be cold weather sleeping bags and new.
Yeah.
That's what they want. Think about it. I mean, you're giving it to a homeless person. The least we can do is give them something that's going to keep them warm and hasn't been used before.
Right.
So they're going to start that collection next Friday.
Cool.
So while you're out doing your Black Friday shopping, look for some deals on sleeping bags.
Yeah.
And you can start dropping those off. They're going to collect them up until Christmas Eve.
And we're going to be out there broadcasting live. So. Right.
And then Christmas Eve, they're going to go out and distribute them. And if you want to go and help out, and Mike was like, you don't have to hand them to people. If that makes you uncomfortable, you can come along and help us get them organized, help us pass out. But if you want to help out on Christmas Eve and help the homeless that evening, volunteers are welcome to do that as well. We're going to have a lot of details on that here coming up, but I wanted to make sure to mention that because we're not going to be here next Friday to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're big supporters of this stuff that those guys do over there at Astro Zombies to help out. And so we're encouraging all of you, please, let's help the needy in our community. We got the turkey drive going on with the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Right now.
So this is another way that we can help out. Feed them, keep them warm.
Yeah,
so that takes care of all the business. Now we can get on to your big major announcement.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about this a little bit, teasing it, and starting this Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Static Radio, the guide is moving. So we're doing a whole show now.
I know. We're going to debut a half-hour radio show. It'll be on every Sunday. We're going to debut this Sunday night, 7 p.m. Here's a little preview of what we're going to cover.
All right.
As we said, Black Friday's coming up.
Yeah.
So we got a shopping preview for you.
Cool.
We're going to go through and talk about some of the big releases of the year, things that you want to keep an eye out for bargains for. I know for a fact that some of these things will have bargains on them. We're not going to, of course, tell you where those bargains are going to be.
Already found AC3 for $34.99.
I already found Need for Speed Most Wanted. For 30.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm going to be looking for Black Ops 2 for that.
And I'm telling you, man, it's ridiculous. Don't buy video games right now. Just wait, because next week's going to be stupid.
And we'll tell you what to be looking for.
Yeah.
And these are things that we have reviewed. And we're also going to talk about Halo 4, one of the big releases that just came out. We'll have our very first review of that debuting on the radio show. First time we've done a review for that. We haven't posted on the website or anything.
And of course, tomorrow we have our huge
and then tomorrow
Halo 4
night.
Party.
Yeah, we'll get to that here in just a moment. Let's finish talking about the radio show. And then we're also going to talk with the producer of Brave. And she was really cool. Catherine was a really cool lady to talk with.
Awesome.
And there are some pretty wacky things that went on behind the scenes of the making of Brave. So we'll play that interview with Catherine, the producer of Brave, which was great to talk with her. And so that's just like a little taste of what we're going to have on tap.
I'm excited, man.
We'll also be taking people's questions. I mean, if you guys got questions about should I buy? What system should I buy? Is this game okay for my kids to play? Which shooter would be the best for me to pick up? There's like three major ones out right now.
Yeah.
Which racing game is the best? There's two really great ones out. You got questions like that you want some help on. How do I get past this level? You know, that's the type of stuff that we will answer during this show on a weekly basis. So send us your emails and we will answer those.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about the listener questions and getting involved in the show. It's happening every single Sunday night, starting this Sunday, 7 p.m. during Static U. And you can email your questions to theguide@mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, so send us your email. We will answer those during the show. And, of course, we'll send you an email response as well. So get involved with the show. I mean, it's your show. You can tell us what you want us to talk about, and that's what we're going to talk about.
Or, hey, check it out. Maybe we do listener reviews as well. If you have a review of something that you're going through right now or something that you love, maybe something you don't love, because it's easy to talk about things that we are disappointed with. So you can send those to us as well. theguide@mystaticradio.com is the web address, and there it is, man.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And then, like you mentioned, tomorrow night, a big event.
Huge.
Halo 4 came out this past week. It did $220 million in one day.
It's unreal to me.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. But, you know, everyone knew that anyone with an Xbox was buying this game. I mean, it's pretty much a given. And we'll talk about why that is when we review it on Sunday. But tomorrow night, we're going to have a game night. So join us on Xbox Live. We have an article posted at GameAndMovieGuide.com where you can find our gamer tag.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to set up an Xbox Live party. So just join in on the party. And once we get everyone gathered, we'll say a quick prayer. And then we'll dive right in and do some multiplayer on Halo 4.
There you go.
One of the guys from So Say We All is joining us.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've been practicing with him all week.
That's cool.
Like, okay, so what game modes do you think would be best? And so he's been helping kind of strategize.
Regicide.
Yeah, well, that's one that we could do if you don't have a baby.
I know.
So we'll be doing that. And if you go to that article, leave some comments on like, hey, here's what game mode I want to play. And we'll play what you want to play, but you gotta let us know.
Yeah.
So that'll be tomorrow night starting 7 p.m. Join us on Xbox Live. We'll do some Halo 4. We'll have a few prizes to give away. We're not going to give away a lot of big stuff because we got a lot that we want to give away in December leading up to Christmas.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to be patient for that.
But it's still going to be fun. I'm excited.
Here's the fact. Every time we've done these game nights, 90% of the people who win prizes don't even bother to claim them.
Right. It's so weird.
They just like playing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter if they won anything. They just had a good time playing, which is great. I mean, I love the fact that people are getting into it. I played with some guys on Xbox Live, Halo 4, while I've been practicing. And one guy was saying, I told him where I worked and what I do. And he's like, wow, that's really cool. Where's the website? He's like, well, it's owned by this church. He's like, well, that's weird that a church owns a movie and game review site. I mean, he was like, you could hear his mind trying to reconcile those two things. It sounded like, you know, a car where the gears aren't shifting. It's like, you know, it couldn't shift into that gear. But, you know, I told him, like, hey, man, you know, we're hanging out and playing on Saturday. He's like, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, like, I've already had, like, 3 or 4 conversations like that on Xbox Live where guys are like, really? There's Christians that play those games?
Here's the best part. People don't realize online gaming, it's monstrous. It's huge. There's millions and millions of people on it, and we've said this many a time. It is an untapped mission field. Mm-hmm. It is a place where people want to hang out. They want community. Yeah. They want fellowship.
It is a community.
They want to talk. They want to, you know, and so it's one of those places where the fish are, quote unquote, jumping into the boat, and we just get to hang out. Yeah. We have a good time, and we play video games, and we don't necessarily, quote unquote, jump on a soapbox and cram things down people's throat, but at the same time, we're very real and
honest about who we are. It's a place to make connections.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's not, I'll be clear, it's not the place or the format to, like, deliver a gospel message.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And we know that.
Right.
It just wouldn't be appropriate.
Right.
Some people might disagree with that, but hey, I'm a big fan. It's like, you know what? There's a time and place where you can do that and do that well.
Right.
And you could do it anytime.
We still pray together.
You could do it anytime.
Yeah.
But it's not going to have as great of a yield if you do it in an inappropriate time.
Absolutely.
That's not the appropriate thing. But making those connections, like I said, you hear those wheels turn. Like, wait a second, there's a church that, like, plays video games online? And they're, like, regular...
Wait, you guys are actually engaging culture?
They're, like, regular people who like this stuff? I mean, like, just that much, they're already thinking church and normal people, as opposed to, like, well, all the churches I've been to think video games are of the devil and that we should have nothing to do with them, you know?
Right.
So already you've opened up a crack of a door right there, and the more you build those connections, it draws them in. And then you have opportunities like, well, where do you guys do this? And then you can take them to the appropriate place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you can share the gospel and the good news with
and
them.
And it's very bold and blatant at gameandmovieguy.com in everything we do.
Like it would be easy online, like, hey, what do you do? And like be really vague about it, and then like, ah, gotcha.
Right.
Christian.
Right.
But you know, I've never been a fan of the whole backdoor philosophy.
Right.
Because I've never seen anything in the Bible that encourages that. You know, a lot of people, oh, Paul, you know, yeah, he used culture. But you know,
absolutely.
He never did it in such a way where he's like, hey, I'm one of you. Oh, I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Right.
Where did that happen? Wow. Right. You know, it's like he never like pulled the big twist ending.
Right.
Oh, surprise ending.
Yeah.
He's really good looking and a Christian. You know, it's like, there's never the surprise ending with him. You know,
right.
And so I've never been about the backdoor philosophy. Game and Movie Guide, the guide isn't about the backdoor philosophy. I mean, our mission statement is Game and Movie Redudes from Christian dudes.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding that fact. I don't want to hide that. It's who I am.
Right.
I can't be anything other than who I am. And the way I approach movies and video games is informed by who I am. So I make those connections, and you know, some people online, they don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I mean, like, no, you're driving them away. You got to be more subtle. Like, I'm not a fan of subtlety when it comes to Christ.
Right.
People will either be intrigued or they'll be turned off. There's nothing I could do that would change that. That's all up on God's part.
Right.
He'll bring the people who are intrigued. We'll make those connections. Yeah. The rest of them, God's got another plan for them. Maybe a different opportunity will come up. Who knows? I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what I can do now, and I'm not going to hide it, because often hiding, you miss opportunities.
Right.
So, anyway, where were we talking about? Oh, Halo 4. Tomorrow night?
Yeah. 7 p.m.
We'll be doing that. 7 p.m.
There you go. You can check out all the details at gameandmovieguide.com. Get our gamer tags for Billiam, myself, and Yo. Befriend us. I've already had a bunch of friend requests.
Yeah, I've had like a half dozen friend requests this week, which is cool. And, you know, I don't mind having friends that are on there. Like, sometimes they come up and chat, and we'll talk about stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Me and my dear friend Johnny B, we are in a Spartan Ops mission, you know, running through, and out of nowhere, boop, boop. Hey, Steve-O, hey, I met you at the State Fair. Hey, how's it going, man? Right on, cool. Good to talk to you. And so, I love it. And you never know
it's
who you're going to connect with.
It's a different kind of community, but it's one that we're definitely trying to make some inroads in and connect with. And you know the cool thing? Just so people know, like, what's happening with the guide.
Yeah.
Like, we're starting to make some waves. Like, we have studios who are calling us to go out and review their stuff. They're saying, hey, we want you to help us reach the faith-based audience and beyond.
Yeah.
Because you guys are doing a good job. I mean, we're still really, really small, but when you got people saying, we'd like to fly you out to help us review The Hobbit.
Right.
Specifically requesting us because of what we're doing, because they've heard of us.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's really cool. So something is happening here. God's doing something with it. That's great. I'm not going to, like, get too worried about, hey, what's going to happen next? I just do what I do.
Yeah.
God takes care of the big stuff, and stuff's happening, and it's happening not just with movie studios, but with game studios. So keep that in your prayers, because those ripples are starting to grow.
And we got a show now.
Which is awesome. Yeah.
Show now every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in, check it out, support it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And like I said, if you want to figure out what you should be looking for Black Friday, this will be the show for you.
There you go. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, a culture shock from Seosin. You're not alone. Thanks, yo.
Hey, no problem.
And we'll see you
this
Sunday.
It's what I love to do.
Yeah, buddy. Well, I'll see you Saturday, but they'll see you Saturday.
Hopefully
or
lots
Sunday.
Of people will see you Saturday.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Awesome. There it is. Coming right back, we got that culture shock. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay, highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm doing right now.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Yep.
Good morning.
9:06 now. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yay, it's Friday.
It is here, and I'm not going to see you guys for a week.
For sure this time.
Solidly.
Like, you're not coming back.
No matter what, I will not be here on Monday.
Good. Well, it's definitely for sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
For sure.
If you're just joining us, for the last 9 months, my wife has had this child inside of her sucking the life out of her. And he's due to come out. It's time.
Yes. He was due yesterday.
Yeah. And so, if nothing happens through the weekend, they're going to induce on Monday.
Yes.
So I'll be gone.
Super early.
But in my stead, Joey Belleville.
And yes.
My best friend.
Yes.
He's going to come fill in for a day.
I'm excited for
that. You've got some cool guest hosts coming in.
He's supposed to be here today, but you didn't have a baby.
But I didn't have a baby, so it looks like you got stuck with me today.
Awesome.
So, sorry for your loss.
It's all right. No, it's all right.
But, you know. This weekend, something amazing happening. Not just the birth of my child!
Yes.
Get out of my wife!
There's a lot...
But other things cool are going to happen.
There are a lot of cool things. The City Harmonic coming to town.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Daniel Bashta playing with them.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
It's amazing.
It's huge. So they are going to be in concert this Saturday night, and you had a chance to interview him.
Yes. Celeste and I actually got to interview Elias from the City Harmonic. He's the lead singer. And we just asked him a few questions, and yeah.
There it is.
About his life, about the band. So here it is. I don't know.
You'd be terrible on like Leno. Haven't you ever seen like Leno or Letterman when an actor comes on and they have to set up the scene that they're about to? Okay, so right now this scene, my character just found out some awful news about his lover, and you know.
All right, so right now in this scene, in this interview, we talked with Elias from the City Harmonic, and he just told us about his life and what the City Harmonic has coming up.
That was better. All right, roll the clip, please.
I have a question about one of your probably. I think your most well-known song right now, Manifesto.
Uh-huh.
People sing it in churches all around everywhere. Is there a story behind the song that you'd care to share?
We wrote that song. I was actually one of the first songs that we really sort of worked out together as a band, which is kind of neat. Essentially, we jammed it out and had all the music put together and really didn't have any lyrics at the beginning, so we just... this seems like a rallying cry. This seems like one of those tunes that really, you know, is one of those declarative type things. So we called it Manifesto, took some mental notes, and then put it away until we got into the studio to record it. Mm-hmm. And when we were in the studio, we just brought with us the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed, and we basically just tried to put together what we could of that to sort of make this statement. Mm-hmm. I mean, the song is really, I'm sure you experience this, so much effort is put in the church into how we're more right than others within the church. And so I think one of the things I was really concerned about was saying, you know what, let's make sure that we write a song that's proclaiming the common ground that we all have, the place that we all have in common that we start from as Christians.
Yeah, definitely. So you're more defining kind of where we stand as Christians.
In a sense, but also trying to remind people that know these things that this is what we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
We might have smaller things that separate us, but at the end of the day, these are the big things that hold us together.
So would you, like, I don't know if you would classify whether or not it's, you know, more of a song for, like, fellowship or worship, or would you even differentiate between the two?
I wouldn't differentiate at all. And in fact, I mean, worship as an idea for me, I think is so broad. And inclusive, really, in every choice we make. So I think fellowship, if we're honoring God and all of that, is worship, and so on and so on.
Definitely, agreed.
Okay, well, we covered what that song is and what we want to get across, but I want to know, as a band, as the City Harmonic, what do you hope to get across to those listening to the music you're making and anything that you guys are doing while on stage? What do you hope to get across to those people?
Well, I mean, one of the things for us is a big part of why I know a lot of bands that go out there and they make music like we do for purely evangelistic purposes, let's say. And while I hope that happens, I mean, our major goal is really discipleship through worship. I mean, I really hope that people come to an experience that is true and is real and comes from both from God and from rubbing shoulders with other believers. And so, I guess in a sense, one of the things we really tried to capture with the album, I Have a Dream, is this sense of, like, longing. I sometimes call it, like, a hopeful nostalgia. I think C.S. Lewis said, if I find in myself a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, then it stands to reason that I was made for another world. And I think that reality, that sense of longing and sense of this deep understanding we have that the world is not as it ought to be, or maybe even once was, I think is a universal human reality. And so I think one of the exciting things about being Christians and about following Christ is that I believe that we know the end of the story and we get to be a part of it. But I hope that all comes across in all that we do live and in the songs and everything, is that sense of hope and that sense of longing for things to be right.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I, Celeste, can, I'm a big fan. I love all of your songs, especially because there's just this huge, I think, depth that I find more in the music that you guys are creating here than other worship songs that tend to just have this, you know, just kind of a surface, like, oh, it's about grace, it's about mercy, which is true, but what I love about your music is that it's very in-depth and in a relationship and walking with the Lord, and that's something I can appreciate for sure.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you said something kind of tying into that on your blog, on your website, The Whole Truth, and talking about how we need to not compartmentalize our lives as Christians and that you don't think God looks at the world as spiritual versus secular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, would you care to share a little bit for our listeners on that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, without getting too academic about it, I guess, I mean, so much of our culture is influenced by this thing called Greek dualism, like this philosophical idea that the physical is bad and the spiritual and the intellectual is good. I mean, that would have sort of been a very Platonic worldview. And it's just this idea that seeps into so much of what we do. I mean, our style of democracy all the way down is based on these Greek ideas. But we have to remember that scripture was written predominantly by Jews who didn't really hold that worldview. For them, spirituality extended all the way into the physical and into every action and interaction in their life. And so really all we're trying to say is that there isn't a part that is worship and then a part that is not. We either are worshiping or we are not. And so, you know, if I cut off the guy at Starbucks and, for lack of a better phrase, give him the middle finger or something, in that moment, I've decided that my pride and my, you know, my anger is king and not Jesus. I think that, I mean, not that any of us do that perfectly, but I think that's what discipleship is pursuing Christ-likeness in every moment. And so when we worship together, we don't have to also pretend that we're suddenly being spiritual. We can laugh together and spend time together and see each other eye to eye and still be worshiping in that, as opposed to, you know, everyone coming together and closing their eyes and trying to pretend that nothing around them is happening like it is. I think we can worship together, and that's one of the beauties of being together in worship is that we get to say, hey, here we are together, let's encourage each other, and not just be islands together in the darkness.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I'm totally agreeing with.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's huge. My favorite song from you guys is Coming My Way off your first EP.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot tell you how many tears were shed in that song. But I was wondering, are there any other songs that you have that your heart just really jumps for that don't so much get as much airtime as you would wish or something you want other people to hear?
Yeah, I mean, Coming My Way is one of those songs for sure. We play it live now just because we love the song, and it is one of those ones that people really do react to, you know, afterwards and to our surprise, I guess. One song that I really, I mean, it is on the radio technically, but one song that I really love to play live and always sort of creates a moment for us is Holy Wedding Day. And I just, partly because I think it really encapsulates the ideas that we've tried to ingest into this album too. And so it's great to sort of have sort of one piece that pulls everything together in a sense. And so we love playing that song live too. It's just a song with builds and moments and all that stuff, you know.
Awesome. Are we going to be able to hear that song on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. We can.
You are visiting Albuquerque, and both of us couldn't be more excited for that.
Yeah.
You're going to be here Saturday at the Lobo Theater, 8 o'clock. I am so excited, as are many other people. It looks like you guys are kind of booked up until the beginning of December. Do you have any possible shows after that?
Oh, yeah, into next year, certainly. We just haven't sort of announced them yet.
Ooh.
But we've got the end of the Eye of a Dream tour in December, and then we're hanging out with our families for Christmas, and then headed back out again in January.
Very nice. You guys have your EP, which came out in 2010. You have I Have a Dream in 2011. It's been a year. Is there anything else that we can expect to hear from you soon? And no is not an okay answer, actually.
Yeah, no, we've started to, we've got it all, we're sort of putting the pieces together to record an album early next year. So probably looking, definitely next year before the winter, I can guarantee that.
And there you go.
There it is.
Interview with the City Harmonic, and that was?
That was Elias. He's a lead singer.
Front dude.
Yeah, so City Harmonic, they're going to be here this weekend.
This Saturday. You can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com.
That's
for
right.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Great interview.
Yeah.
Good job, you two.
Hey, thanks.
You can catch Celeste weeknight, 6 to midnight normally. Tonight, of course, it is our hip-hop evening. So we got Surge with 2.0 coming up at 8 p.m. And then the Hype with Doubleena or Chris Chicago, whatever.
Doubleena. I like that
I call
better.
Doubleena. Mr. C. Doubleena. So you can make sure you can check that out tonight. And of course, all the details for the show, as I said, mystaticradio.com. Paper out for you right now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Lynn Forrest, song called Dear God. In case you were ever wondering what happened to Blindside, that's actually Christian, the frontman, and Simon. Yeah, rocking some piano and or guitar.
It's not like their new project, it's a side project.
I'm cool with that side project.
Yeah, no, they're making music because they love to make music.
Yeah.
And that is good.
Pretty amazing stuff right there. So, Lynn Forrest, name of the quote-unquote band. Mm-hmm. You can find some great videos online of them together.
Yes, we linked them yesday, so you can facebook.com/mystaticradio.
There it is.
Lynn Forrest.
It is 9:28. Did you guys talk about that yesterday?
No, I was just highlighting stuff.
Are you kidding me? That's amazing. I just read the headline and lost my mind.
Yeah.
Where did you find this?
I don't remember. Is it cited?
No. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
It might be Yahoo. I may have found it on Yahoo.
A Florida gun range has taken the idea of target practice to a whole new level.
They have.
Wow. Customers can actually engage in simulated combat against other people shooting real guns at each other.
At each other. However, they are not. It's not real ammunition.
That does not sound safe at all.
No, it doesn't. That's why. And guess what? There is no age. No age limit.
You can modify your own gun to fire simunition rounds, which is, simulated ammunition.
I guess it's a little bit more intense than paintball gun.
Dude, I got shot with a paintball and it made me bleed.
Hurts. Yeah, it makes you welt up.
I bled.
Yeah, it's awful.
Cut the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's more intense than paintball, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
These rounds have been used by military and law enforcement organizations in training exercises. This is unreal.
Yeah.
So they created this civilian range program. probably the only facility I've ever heard of doing this. But yeah, it's an actual gun range where you can take target practice against your friends.
Yeah.
There's a few people I'd like to take to that gun range.
Be fun. Seriously. Hey, you want to go? I know we're not doing so well right now, but do you want to just go?
Would you like to go? I'd really like to shoot you in the face. I really would. But since I can't get that out aggressively, is it like the sin where you commit murder in your heart, then you've still committed murder? Like if you commit the idea of shooting your friend in the face?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
I think it's good.
So you just go to this gun range and you get it all out.
It's in Florida.
You're good.
Yeah.
You know, in your anger, don't sin.
Yeah.
In your anger, don't shoot your friend in the face.
It doesn't say that
you
anyway.
You say, hey, bro, can we just go to the gun range and get this out right now?
Just
pop each other a few rounds.
I would have to do that. They remade a old grocery store into the gun range.
This is unbelievable. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Like if we ever got into an on-air tiff, would it be cool if we just went to the gun range and shot each other?
Yeah, I don't know because let's be honest.
There have been a couple times where you've been like seriously frustrated with me.
Have there?
No.
I'm like, wow, you have a good memory because I have forgotten it.
Yay, love keeps no record of wrongdoing.
Yeah.
So 1 Corinthians 13, good job.
Doing my duty.
You don't remember ever getting really mad at me? Like wanting to fight me? Crying? Punching me?
I think I just get angry at you.
Scratching me?
When you become like a little girl.
I'm just kidding. This never happened.
Scratching you?
We've never really gotten into an argument,
no,
per se.
But I just always tell you if I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't last that long.
No.
Because you're like a girl, your emotions are... they flip back and forth.
505-338-3700, a Florida gun range. Let's customers shoot at each other. Would you take part in this? That's what I want to know. Facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700.
I guess women walk out feeling super empowered.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, it's apparently the idea is to improve your personal safety skills and your knowledge.
It's important.
And of course, your aim, moving targets.
Dude, how fun would that be?
I don't know, man. You'd have welts. You could, break a rib if you got shot
yeah.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. I'd want to do it, but I'd want to pretend it was, like Walking Dead status. Like, you're, taking people out like that. But
That'd actually be pretty awesome.
That would be amazing.
That'd be amazing. So what you would do is there'd only be five shooters, and then everybody else starts off as a zombie.
Yes.
And if the zombie gets to you, then you turn and you become a zombie.
Here's the thing, though.
I want to go do this
right now. That'd be amazing. And I loved laser tag growing up. I loved laser tag. But
laser tag, you don't shoot people.
No, I know. So I'm wondering how more intense this is going to be, because every time I walk out of laser tag with a low score, I was angry.
Right. So apparently these airsoft rounds don't inflict serious damage, but they definitely hurt. An entry on the Combat City website explains there's a degree of pain associated with airsoft, just like paintball. It's significantly less than paintball and without the swelling. Dude, I'm telling you, I rocked paintball once.
Yeah.
And it was that I got hit in the hand.
It hurts.
Like, I turned a corner. I was like trying to be sniper cool, turning a corner, and this guy turned a corner and like point blank
got you.
Just fired, and it hit me in
hand. It hurts.
And shot right here, and both of my fingers just busted open.
Mm-hmm.
Blood. It was awful.
You're and like, that I is not paint.
I wanted to hit him with the butt of my rifle.
Yeah.
Like, I did not enjoy that moment. So I can't imagine going with my friends to a gun range
right.
and being able to actually shoot my friends with these. No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
New.
So they say for added safety, participants are outfitted in a set of protective gear, including helmets, padding over sensitive areas. So that's good.
It's good news.
It's very good news.
Shouldn't be aiming there anyway.
Children are allowed to fire the airsoft guns, but are put in situations where they are themselves on the receiving, or where they're not
right.
on the receiving end
they're
of the
shooting.
Fire. Yeah. Wow. Unbelievable.
But you can be any age.
All ages welcome.
Yeah.
They say, quote, we cannot tell you what you or your child can handle. There are young kids playing at Combat City on a daily basis. Only you can decide.
And I feel like that can go either way, because some parents just don't know what their kids can handle.
Dude, for reals, man.
But
so,
some have a better handle on it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700.
This one's for Thebes.
This one is for Thebes. Five Iron Frenzy, song called Every New Day. Man, it's Friday afternoon for us.
I'm like, wow, that was fast.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
When I was young, it was small. I'm not ready to get over this. I'm still fighting it.
Caleb, song called The Long Walk. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Dude, are you excited?
I'm excited. It's 9:46.
Means we're done.
We did it.
We made it.
We made it. We
yet
made
another
it.
Week in the books, and I can't be happier that we did. Yay! Oh,
congratulations.
All right.
Now I get to go home. And hurry up and wait.
Yep.
For this child.
You know, you could just stop thinking about it.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not. I was waiting for you to look at me with daggers in your eyes, because I thought, you can't stop thinking about it. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. This is like the guessing game. When is he going to be born?
Is there a baby yet?
No.
No?
No baby.
Okay.
Talking to an empty chair? Who
no
are
baby.
You?
Everybody, please pray for my bride.
Yes.
You know, as it's funny, because it's easy for me to like just get frustrated, but she's actually carrying a child inside of her.
Like right now, at this moment.
This is frustrating her a lot more than it is me.
Yeah.
But and yet it's not.
Is
she's
she going
carrying
to work
herself
or is she
very
just
well.
Taking
yeah.
it easy? Dang.
Yeah. No, she's definitely not taking it easy.
That's amazing.
Yesterday we cleaned out our garden and got it all like winterized, got rid of all the like
weeds,
dead stuff, the
okay.
weeds, and got it cleaned out. Got our fig tree nice and winterized with some chicken wire and got stuff around it to keep it nice and warm through the winter so that it doesn't die on us.
Okay.
Because I care about that tree,
it's
man.
It's such a good thing I don't have any trees or gardens anywhere.
No, it is.
Because it wouldn't work out for me. I didn't know you have to take care of the tree.
Yeah. Well, this one, because it's a tiny tree still. Not tiny.
Oh, okay.
It's the one in the corner, the back corner. It's tall. It's taller than you, but it's still like a noob, and it usually doesn't survive the winter. And then every year branches off of itself. So instead, I'd like to keep this branch one. Alive.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're trying something different. We went and found the fig man or whatever he's called. I don't remember. Some
fig
farmer's
man?
Market.
Oh,
he's
okay.
called like the fig guy or the fig man or
that's
the fig
funny.
Mint of my imagination.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So we did that, and he told me how to take care of the tree. It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
I dreamt it all.
I think so.
So let's hope it works out.
It'd be a good movie.
That was really funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Man.
Big mint.
I'm hilarious. And on that, I'm out.
Peace out.
I'll see you after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You going to be okay?
Yeah.
Next week, dear friend Joey Belleville coming in along with Celeste. Going to help out?
Yes.
A day. And
I'm excited.
I don't remember Wednesday.
It's Celeste.
It's Celeste. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There it is.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Thursday, Thanksgiving. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Me.
And Friday is me as well.
Ah, yes. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
You'll be great.
I will.
Wonderful
times. It'll be awesome.
All right. We'll see you guys again next week. And have a blast and a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
We done.
Everyone have a great weekend.
Adria, up next, I leave you with some Josh Garrel's Rabbit and the Bear on the way back. One of my faves that we play here.
You're so good at goodbyes now.
Why?
Just because you just flew right past that. I was trying to make it awkward.
Nope. Not going to work. Okay. Doesn't work with me. All right. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
All right. Sweet. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. I saw some for underdogs, for all the